Yes, indeedy. Good evening. Welcome to the show, as always. I'm your host, Paul Francis, and you are listening to Spirit Quest Radio, coming to you live on 105.3 to 107.7 FM on UPRN Talk Radio, coming to you live from the very beautiful New Orleans. Good evening. Welcome to this Thursday afternoon, evening, night, depending on where you are around the world. I want to say hello to Lynn. Maria, Kelly, William, lovely, lovely. Is it cold here? Yes. Yes, it's cold here. It's, yes, rainy, windy, stormy, freezing. Yeah. Hence the, we call these our snuggles. That's what we call them. We have them, my family and I have them. And they're, you know what? They're kind of like wearing a hug. Well worth it. But we wear them even in the summertime. They're just a feel good. I love it. I love wearing this. In fact, I went out to a shop yesterday and the shopkeeper went, "Where's the Snuggie?" I was like, What do you mean? They went, "You always wear your Snuggie. Where is it?" So people get to see it. It's cool. Sue, good evening. Lovely to see you. Maria says, "I could tell by the jacket." They say there's no such thing as cold, only the lack of heat. Actually, there's one of my favorite sayings is, actually, there's no such thing as bad weather, only the wrong clothing. Alison Lowry, lovely to see you. Welcome to the show. Good to see y'all. And thank you very much for being here. Carol Fitzgerald's just joined the show. Mary Erickson, it's wonderful to see you all. Thank you very much for being here. Don't forget, vitally important, I've got a focus, and that's to get you guys to give me a hand and make this all happen. So let's see who's joined. Carol Fitzgerald Horton, double barrel surname, very posh. It's a beautiful day in Virginia, says Mary. And well, hey, lucky you, because it's not here. Christine McCracken's in the house. Good evening. Oh, there she is, Faye. Hello, my darling Faye. And is your lovely husband nearby? I do hope so. Paul Francis and everyone else, and says Facebook users, I always do this here because you guys can see. See, look, I really love to tell who you are, love to, but I can't because you're called Facebook user. So what I need you to do, Facebook user, is pop out of Facebook, zip into YouTube, and the search bar at the top, just type in Paul Francis Medium. Boom, you're straight back here, and I can see who you are. So give it a shot, go on, and then subscribe. And once you've subscribed to my show on YouTube, every time we release a show, but whether it be here on Thursday night or be Monday nights, you'll be told in advance when it's coming on. So you're straight there. Sue says, hi to everybody. Christine says, hi, there's no sound. I don't understand. Well, Christine, must be your end. And after running back to work, have a great show. Kelly, you have a fantastic day at work. And thank you so much for being here. Thank you for taking the time out. Now, listen, Christine McCracken just scared me. Can you guys hear me? Just type in yes. Let's just type in yes. Christine McCracken's actually said there's no sound. Marlene, hi, lovely to see you. G'day. Dawn Hatsum says g'day. Well, there you go. So Maria can hear me. So Christine, sort your kit out. Thank you so much. You start to get worried there just because one person says there's no sign. You think, oh my god, it's not working. Woo, Christine, thanks for that. Yeah, I needed that. Good. Everybody can hear me. That's more important. So Christine McCracken has probably got her volume switched off or down or something like that, which is technically easy to do. I remember being in a recording studio and I was like, why is this not working? I tried to get the desk to work. I tried and nothing was. So I rang up my pal who is a top producer and I says, listen, guys, none of this stuff's working. And he says, I'm not being, condescending here, Paul, but have you turned it on? And I went, of course I've turned it on. No, I hadn't. There was a button that says amplification and it wasn't on. And I was an idiot. So I switched on the amplification. Guess what? Everything worked. So sometimes it can be the tiniest of things. Tina Allen, blessings to you too. Welcome to the show. Good to see you. Roger is in the house. Psychic Roger Garza, Senior, Latino Psychic Visions. Good evening. He's only missing one word from that, Professor. Karen Boyle, good evening. Sending love. Thank you so very much. Very greatly appreciated. Now I can hear you, says Christine. See, it's called switching it on. I have my Dublin friend here with me, says Marlene. Well, good. Good evening. And Shalonga Foy to the Irish. Welcome to the show. Now, tonight's show, I'm going to focus on... So I've got you for 90 minutes, all right? 90 minutes. So that's an hour and a half of us having a laugh, having a giggle, and talking about stuff. Rachel, good evening. Welcome to the show. Lovely to see you. Listen, y'all, I want to double the numbers that are watching the show. So here's how we're going to do it, and I'm going to ask you to help me, okay? I'm going to put myself in your hands. I want you all to go out and invite three people to the show, just three, and make them come in, get them to come in to the show, get them to subscribe on YouTube, okay? Three people. That's all you got to do. And what we're going to do is, out of everybody who gets three people to come and subscribe to the show, you guys are going to be put in there and you're going to win a prize, one of you. That prize could be anything. It could be one of my baseball caps. It could be one of the beanies, one of the t-shirts, one of the books, a private session with me, whatever comes out of the tombola camera kind of thing. We're going to make it happen. All right. So just go out there and then get three people to come and subscribe to the show. That easy. Right. So tonight's show, listen, y'all, tonight's show I want to focus on, right? Because obviously we're going to have Q&A momentarily, this show tonight, Spirit Quest, is all about our journey, hence the name Spirit Quest, our quest. What's our world all about? What does our world include? Why does a lot of people, for some reason, have a real negative ideal on what we do? You know, spiritual side of things. I would have thought those people who have a real negative would have been more wanting to find out, is there something else to go to? You know, something along those lines. So tonight, what I want you all to do is talk to me about what your thoughts and feelings are of the impression that the spirit world is giving to the world. Not the spirit world, okay? But what psychics and mediums are giving off, and are we representing properly? And of course, tonight's also about spirits and ghosts. Okay, what is your experience in interacting with spirits and ghosts? Now, not only in your home, but in your workplace too. There's a lot of people that work in, you know, older buildings, hotels, restaurants, pubs, factories, so on and so forth. For an example, I used to work in a castle, a real, proper, genuine castle, and it was teeming with spirits. So I want to know what your experiences were with your interaction with spirits in the workplace. And you know, if you haven't had any interaction with the workplace, maybe it'll be home or a former home or a grandparent's home, so on and so forth. You know where we're going with this, okay? Dawn says, some people are just happy moaning. Yes, you get very, very negative people, okay? Yes, and weirdly enough, they can really get through to you sometimes and they can really bring you down. That takes a lot of work for me to kind of just push them past. But the way I see it is this. See, the whole reason why I've focused my whole life and career is to prove that life carries on after death. Okay? Hence the next life. And the reason I want to do that is if I can prove life carries on by bringing through messages from loved ones. One, your loved ones are fine and happy. They've reached their goal and where they are, and they've met up with all their friends and family, and more importantly, they're no longer ill anymore. Two, when we if that's coming through, okay, then surely when our time is up, we're going to go to the same place, right? We're going to meet up with those people who we've currently mourned. So we're going to meet, and in my reference, it's I'm going to be, you know, back with my mom and dad. I'm going to be back with my grandparents, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins, my friends who've all crossed over ahead of me. I'm going to be with all of those people. And then on top of that, again, it's going to give me opportunity to look out for my family here and now. However, I'm not in a hurry to get there. Don't worry about that. So I want to talk about all that stuff. I want to talk about your point of view on that. So let's get that involved tonight. And maybe what I can do is bring one or two of you onto the show to have a chat as well. It'd be really, really great. So once again, I've got another lovely person, as you can see here. Look, Facebook user. That's all I get to see. So come out of Facebook, go onto YouTube. So come out of Facebook, click onto YouTube. In the search bar, just type Paul Francis Medium. Boom, you'll come straight back to the show. And it's far more stable on YouTube than it is on Facebook. And I'll be able to get to see who you are. But more importantly, thank you for being here tonight. I appreciate it very much. I believe, well, let's bring Carol. I believe the ones that are gifted are here at this time to help mankind see the bigger picture. That's a wonderful point of view, Carol. Thank you for that. That's actually a magnificent point of view. Yes. No, you know what? I agree with that in a big way, in multiples of ways. I'm trying to think of it from a big head point of view, you know what I mean? An ego point of view. And people say to me, oh, you know, such and such has got ego. And I think, well, actually, you do have to have ego. Ego is important in your life. It's what you do with it. You can be super ego. You can have an ego to help you get over obstacles. Now, for an example, with Carol, with her point of view, everybody, no matter, you know, you say these gifted people, everybody bar none is psychic. Every human being that is born, it has psychic ability. Some of it immense, others just. Follow me? So everybody is, and the weird thing about it is those people who say, oh, that psychic crap, it's all rubbish and it's all lies and it's all rip off and blah, 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 all the negative connotations that go along with it. Yet they always say, oh, I get this feeling, or I feel this about that, and I get this feeling about this. I walked into this place and I got this weird feeling. Hello. We call that psychic ability. But anyway, do you know what? Whatever. If they don't want to believe it, I always say, if you don't believe me, and people come to me and they go, I want you to convince me. I want you, yeah, and I always reply with, first of all, I feel my Irishness. My Irishness goes, and then I go, breathe, and I want you to convince me. And I say, convince you of what? And they say to me, I want you to convince me that what you're telling me is true. And I go, right, here's how it works. I'm the mailman, okay? I deliver the post. Does your postman tell you what's in your letters? And they usually go, well, no, exactly. Right? I deliver the mail. It's up to you to read the mail or throw it in the bin. But in between, I couldn't give a toss. Right? You're not going to drag me down because you don't believe in what I do. Okay? And I'm not here to convince you of anything. You want convincing? Go see a priest. Okay? Let a priest talk to you. And if he convinces you of that particular religion, fantastic. I am a big believer in religion. I'm just not a big believer in labels. That's all. So Christine says, I used to work the church rostrums as a medium, but life got in the way, but still aware spirit need me to work. You will work when you're ready to work, my darling. And even spirit knows that. Spirit could say to you, I need you now. But if you are not ready to work, I call it symbiotic. It's symbiotic, and it really is a combination of you and them working together at the same time to be able to bring through the necessary messages. And sometimes those messages are not necessarily like, hey, this is Dad here, I'm doing well, and my heart's fine now, and everything's perfect. Sometimes it's not that. Sometimes it is, hey, listen, you are good enough. Hey, listen to me. Listen to me. You are good enough. Everything in this world, brilliant, you deserve. Sometimes that's the message. Sometimes the message is quite simply this. Within each person on this planet that stands up, walks, talks, and breathes, there is a soul. And that soul is connected. That soul is connected at a level that's boundless. Okay? So every human being on this planet is connected, no matter where you're from. We need to get that point across a bit more. Dawn says, I used to work at the Victoria Hotel in Newquay. Lots of energies. And I know the Victoria Hotel in Newquay, Dawn. I know it very, very well. And yes, indeed, there are lots of spirit energies in the Victoria. And I've also done some shows in the Victoria Hotel as well. Actually, yeah, group shows and stuff like that. Christine McCracken says, some people don't believe there is no science-minded. They're too science-minded, I beg your pardon. And some are brought up by parents who preach to their siblings. Well, I was brought up in that kind of a bracket. I was brought in a bracket that my abilities were subdued, and I was constantly told there is no such thing as ghosts, so don't worry. Okay. Towards the end of my grandmother's life on the earth, she said to me, son, don't worry. It's not the dead you want to be frightened of. It's the living. Okay. And that was kind of her way of saying, clearly, this boy is meant to be able to do something, to do something for the people of the world. I always thought I was going to be a priest. I was pretty much convinced of it. I even had meetings with the cardinal and the bishops, and they were convinced. And then one day, I've shared this story before, but I'll share it again because it's a lovely story. I was standing in the pulpit in the cathedral in Armagh, where I come from. And I was standing there, and I remember standing with my hand on this beautiful velvet kind of cushiony thing. And I was looking out over the cathedral. And the cathedral was pretty much all out. There was a few people praying and stuff. But I remember saying to myself, I wonder what it's going to feel like to give a sermon. I remember that clear as a bell. I wonder what it's going to feel like to give a sermon. I was just looking out over the cathedral thinking, I wonder what kind of sermons. And I just heard, not like this, not this way. And I quickly looked behind me. Like that. And I thought somebody was going to tell me off. I genuinely thought somebody was coming up the stairs behind me. I was going to, what the heck are you doing up here? Blah, 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 blah. And I looked around and I said, hello? And I heard it again, not this way. So I went, okay. And I just got that feeling of, now you know. And I just went down the stairs. And my mother was... she was literally coming along from the one side of the cathedral. So she volunteered to help keep the cathedral clean, and she was cleaning it. And she came along and she walked. And as I was coming down the bottom of the stairs of the pulpit, beautiful, big carved stone pulpit. Oh my goodness. Amazing. And she said, well, how did it fit? I got, and I went, not like this, Mom. Not like this. And she just went, like quick as a flash, boom, like that. She just went, ah, oh, well, at least I won't have to call you father. And she just carried on working. And I went up to her and I gave her a hug and a kiss, kissed her on the cheek, and I told her I loved her. And I said, I'll see you in a bit, Mom. I'm off. She says, all right, son, see you later. And off I walked out of the cathedral. And as I walked out of the cathedral, I still felt that I knew I was going to be working in some sort of preaching capacity, but I didn't know how it was going to be. And as Christine McCracken brought it up just there, I just thought, I remember that. And then I remember being the very first time after my training as a medium, I was brought to preach, per se, present, or whatever the, you know, whatever technical term you want to use. And it was in churches. And I was like, Gotcha. I knew it was going to be in some way, and this was the way it was going to be. It was going to be in different churches, different spiritual churches, and I was going to present in my own way, how I do it my way. My way doesn't appeal to a lot of people because a lot of people, and I'm just going to be quiet. I'm a very honest, down-to-earth guy. I don't believe that everything that goes bump in the night is spirit. I'm one of these people who do that. I'm a big believer that if something goes bump in the night, find out what it is first. Okay, I'm normal, then paranormal. Okay, and that's the way it should be. Older houses settle in different temperatures, and pipes bump, and you know, stone creaks and wood creaks, and there's loads of different reasons why there are sounds, and it's got nothing to do with spirit. So I'm of that ilk, but I'm also of the ilk that I believe that spirit in total, all spirit people in the other side of life, they don't want us to be presenting in a negative way, in a very solemn and all that. They're very, very happy. So why would I want to be anything different? So I always bring a lot of comedy to what I do. So a lot of quite a few of the churches really didn't like my comedic spin on my work. So needless to say, I stopped working in their churches, and weirdly enough, their churches' numbers dwindled. But there we go. What does Maria say? Maria says, the only bad thing about YouTube is that if you don't have your phone close to hand at the same time, you can't interact with the show. Well, that's not necessarily true, just for yourself. I mean, I'm working on YouTube right now, and I'm working off a computer, so that's not strictly through my angel, but thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate it. People want proof, says Christine. Okay, what's proof? That's the big question, Christine. What is proof? Okay? Because I could be saying to you, this person's saying this to me. And you're going, no idea what that means. I'm going, no, you're not understanding me. They're saying this. Da, da, da. And you're going, I don't know what you mean. All right, you don't know what I mean. They're saying this. Where's the proof? I know they're saying this because they've repeated it for me. They've even shown me backups, symbolisms to back it up. But just because that person, the recipient, doesn't make that point at that moment, I'm wrong. Okay, that's when I've taught all my students, just because a person says no doesn't mean you're wrong. It just means they have made a connection. They haven't understood the information. They don't want to talk to that particular spirit. There's a lot of reasons for no. Okay, but they would then put that down as not having proof. So proof is what? Do you know what the only proof is? Is if I make a person appear in front of you, then that's proof. But is that proof? Because do you want your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife to appear in front of you? 100% of people usually say no. They just want to know they're okay. The reason why people would say no, and I'm with them 100% of this, by the way, is because it can kick off the mourning process all over again. Because they get that opportunity to get those moments, then all of a sudden those moments are over. So it restarts the mourning process. You don't want to be going through that again. That's why a lot of spirits do not appear to people. Marlene says, I am a shaman medium with no ego. I remain humble. Like I said, you have to have ego. Ego supports your conscious mind. Okay. You can have over ego and saying, look at me, aren't I phenomenal? You need to bow before me. That's an idiot. Okay. But the very ego in its own principles allowed you to put up, I am a shaman medium with no ego. That has an element of ego in it. It doesn't mean it's bad. It's what you do with it. Okay. You can be forceful yet supportive, or you can be condescending and repercussive. I prefer to be forceful and supportive, okay? Because condescending only ever wipes the floor and nobody wins. And there's a huge amount of guilt wrapped up in that as well. And by the way, guilt is the biggest slayer of everything. And I do not allow guilt in my life in any way, shape, or form. So you could say to me whatever you like, and I really don't care. Can Spirit, Tyler says, by the way, Tyler, lovely to see you. And thank you very much for being here. Can Spirit pass through a home where there has, okay, I'll read that again because I'm starting to get dyslexic. Can Spirit pass through a home where there has never been a death? And can they tag in a few? All right, okay, so kind of a double-edged question there. First and foremost, thank you for that question. It's an amazing question. Number two is you're thinking two-dimensionally, okay, because a particular building hasn't really experienced a passing doesn't mean the area hasn't experienced a passing. Alrighty. So for an example, let me give you an idea. If we go way back to, you know, the 1100s, the 1200s, 1300s, 1400s, 1500s, there was wars everywhere. I mean, there was wars everywhere. People were being slaughtered left, right, and center. So there is death everywhere. But then comes the 21st century and we're building houses everywhere. Okay. So because a death per se didn't happen within a particular four walls doesn't mean it didn't happen in the area. Alrighty. So that's one ideal. The other ideal is this, for an example, and I'm talking about experience here. One of my houses that I lived in many moons back was built in an area where it was a sort of a pathway to where people went to market. Okay. And uniquely enough, the front door was right on the path. Okay. So there would be times in the year we would be literally lying in bed and see people walk through the front door along the passageway and right out through the bathroom. And right out, because as far as they were concerned, they were walking on that pathway on their way to market. Okay, so that was a ghost being a replay of time. So they would pass all the way through and they would continue through. Even though there was no death in that house, they would still be there. The other reason why spirit will also appear in a property or come to a property is you. Yeah, you. They are attached or connected to you. That's why they'll come there. And you are very, very right. I'm not going to say no to this because I've seen too much evidence to prove contrary. I mean, I find it difficult to grasp this, but I've seen too much evidence to say that it's not wrong. There's growing evidence that spirits are connected to particular objects. I'm going to go out on a limb here, guys, and say I find it extremely difficult. I mean, almostly impossibly difficult to buy into this haunted doll stuff, okay? I'm not going to call it crap because one thing that I am is I am always open to learning. Always. I'm open to learning constantly. Never say never. So, but for the life of me, after doing 35 years of working with spirit, doing reading, thousands and thousands of readings, never once have I ever come across anything that wanted to inhabit a toy. They will use toys to get your attention. Yep, I've seen that happen. In fact, a lot of ghost hunting teams now use toys as an implement. But actually inhabiting a doll, why for the life of you would you want to be stuck inside a doll for the rest of your days? You would probably use the doll to grab somebody's attention. Absolutely, totally get that. But, oh, this doll is haunted? Not buying that one. I'm sorry. I'm not being rude nor condescending nor ignorant, and I'm very much open for learning. But I do not believe that spirits are haunting dolls. I'm sorry. I don't buy that for a second. Anyway, go onwards and upwards. Like I say, I'm open to learning. And never, you know, I'm never going to be going, no, that's not true, blah, 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 blah. Well, I will, actually, if I believe it is. But anyway, Tyler, first and foremost, that was a magnificent question. Thank you so very much. Can spirit pass through a home where there's never been death? And the reasons why it can be in that area is because it'd be the area that has the death connected to it, not necessarily the property. But second reason is that they can be connected to you personally. So a family member who has passed on to the other side of life will come to your house, even though they never passed there. So, and then last of all, I have seen too much evidence to say that particular objects can have an attachment to it, something very, very special to a family member, or you've bought in something that, I mean, there's a lot of footage of shops that sell antiques proving that there's spirits in and around those shops. So that would only go to prove and support the theory that spirits are connected to particular objects. And a great many, if you go to any antique store and just say, listen, if you had any weird activity over the time that you've worked in this field, and let them answer you. But anyway, Tyler, fantastic question, and thank you so very, very much. Dawn, first of all, to all of the people in New Orleans that are driving along listening to us on FM today, welcome to the show. Now, if you get the opportunity and you're not driving, why don't you text into the show or come and join us through Facebook, or join us, I would prefer you, through YouTube. And you're listening to us on 105.3 and 107.7 FM on UPRN. That's United Public Radio Network Talk Radio, coming to you live from New Orleans. Don't forget, after this show tonight, you have coming up the very, very beautiful Amelia and Michelle on the Outer Realms. Make sure you stick around to watch their show. And there's a great new outline of great shows on UPRN Talk Radio. Make sure you check them all out, because they're amazing people with amazing subjects to talk about. Okay, so Dawn says, Paul, people are scared or nervous of things that they can't physically see or touch. Totally agree with that. They are so switched off to their emotions, believing that in anything at all, it's a struggle for them. So I love that. I love that. People are not willing to believe in spirits and ghosts, but they're willing to believe in artificial intelligence. Think about that. They're not ready to believe in spirits or ghosts, but they are ready to believe in artificial intelligence. Surely that's just another way of spirits and ghosts, right? You've heard of the old saying, the ghost within the machine? People don't like what they don't understand, and they don't trust what they don't understand. So the way I see it is, it's every good medium and every good psychic's duty to explain everything and teach as well as doing reads. That's what I believe. Christine says, I am very sensitive and an empath, and I very often pick up on emotions. It's a blessing and a gift. I'd agree. But I also tell you that everybody on the planet is an empath. Everybody understands feelings and emotions, and everybody can understand a feeling they pick up around other people. So everybody has, you walk into, like, you may not be a practicing psychic, you may not be a practicing medium, but you, for example, go into somebody's house and you get a feeling, oh, there's something spooky, there's something weird about this house. I just get this weird feeling. Hello. Psychic empathability. Okay. Or you walk into somebody's, or you walk up to someone, some person, you think, do you know what? It's weird. I feel I've known you for years. Empathic psychic ability in full go. So everybody is psychic, and the empathic goes alongside of that. It's a blessing and a gift. And if you take the opportunity to enhance it and to work on it and to manifest this gift to a greater level, so you can begin to use it to help people, absolutely 100%. I'd stand right beside you, Christine, and go, let's go and do this. Let's make this happen. Absolutely. Vanessa Mayle, welcome to the show, my darling. I went to a Mother's Day service at a church on my own because I miss my mom. And as I sat there, a butterfly came in and stayed for the arrow. Perfect. I've often referred to butterflies as a messenger. Okay. And there's a couple of instances where I've actually been in my office and I was doing a reading for a young lady. In fact, I'm going to share this one with you because it's a magnificent story. I always prepared my studio and my office for when I was doing reads. So I would go in and I would cleanse the office intensely. I'd cleanse it with all the energies. I would replace all the energies with the white light of love and divine protection. I would build up the energies in there. So when I was doing a read, spirit had energy to work with. But I was absolutely and totally in control of what was going on around me. And I knew exactly what was there and what wasn't there. So obviously, I'm not going to go into the read itself per se, but part of the read, I'm only allowed to remember certain things about particular readings because they may be able to teach people later in life. And you know, like tonight, for an example, I remember talking to the young lady and I said, they're talking about the tattoo, a tattoo, you know, and she went, oh my God, oh my God. And just as she went, oh my God, out of nowhere, this butterfly flew between us, literally flew between us, landed on the window, and then just vanished. It just went. And we didn't, you know, the door was open. So, you know, for all intents and purposes, with your logical head on, it flew out the window and flew away. And I went, wow, did you see that? She went, yeah, yeah. She goes, you're not going to believe this. And I said, what? She goes, the tattoo I got was of a butterfly. And the butterfly was not in the corner of my office. It wasn't, because I would have seen it. I would have seen it clearly, because butterflies, when they settle, the reason why they settle is they need to build up energy to be able to take off and fly off again. And they need to be in light to be able to get that energy. So this butterfly flew out of a corner with nothing in that corner, flew between us and out the door. And that girl had just had a butterfly tattooed on her body. And I remembered that part because this is one of those nights where I teach you guys that the butterfly is actually the messenger. All right. So Vanessa, I would very, very happily hold your hand and tell you, you are getting a message to say, I'm right here. Hopefully that helps you, my love. Karen Boyle's in the house, and Karen Boyle has sent me a message. She says, seeing is believing. My husband has shown himself twice in physical form. He was a non-believer, but promised me he would come back and show me if it was real. I felt so lucky and blessed. Karen, well done. Phenomenal thing to share with everybody. Thank you for doing that. Okay. Now, this is where I explain what's happened. I said to you guys, people won't appear, because it will restart the mourning process, which it would. However, if you've agreed in advance, like Karen and her husband, then these things can happen, okay? I've heard many, many times where they've said, I'll ring the bell, or I'll do this, or I'll do that. In fact, there's a great story about Harry Houdini, who told his wife, if I can escape from it, I will. Needless to say, he never did. So Karen's husband has appeared twice, and if he's a non-believer, I've said that if you follow my show on a regular basis, you'll know that I say the ones who don't believe are usually the ones who come through first, because they want to say, actually, do you know what? It's true. It's real. And my symbol for that is Cilla Black. Okay, if I see a picture of Cilla Black appear in front of me, I go, they didn't believe in the other side of life, did they? And then people go, no, because I see Cilla Black. And if you're from the UK, you will know Cilla Black means surprise, surprise. And that's what that means. Marlene is going, I can hear when Marlene puts up, sorry, I've just got something falling on my leg here. Marlene puts up, I can hear an accent. I'm just a vessel. I give messages whether you accept. whether you accept, they accept his free will of soul, free will of everybody, to be honest with you. You are, that's where the word medium comes from, mediator in between both. So you're the mediator between the physical and the spiritual. And that's where the word medium comes from. So it's amazing. Christine says, you are correct. I work with people with mental health issues, and I find I connect very well with them, with the people I need. My grand said to me, Paul, said that to me. Obviously, it's the one, it's not the dead you want to be frightened of, it's the living. But you're absolutely spot on, Christine, because people with greater, shall we say, psychic abilities or empathic abilities have a greater connection to people who are suffering with mental issues. Okay. Because people with mental, okay, not just mental issues, but physical, strong physical issues like loss of sight, loss of hearing, whatever. Because when the body has one of its senses taken away, the other senses enhance. Okay. People with, for example, who are totally blind, well, their hearing tends to be superly enhanced, you know, and, you know, various sort of things that way. But what I find when I have worked with people who have, shall we say, strong emotional issues, I have found that they immediately trust me. And I don't go out to set that up. I just go, here's who I am. And they go, no, do you know what? I get it. I get it. And that's because the energy around me, they're picking up and they understand. So that's what that's all about. So Christine, you're spot on correct there, my love. Lynn says, my neighbor asked me to ask you, when we pass over and a medium contacts us. Okay, let me start that again so I get this the question correctly. My neighbor asked me to ask you, when we pass over and a medium contacts us, and if we are all seen and wearing clothes, are we wearing the clothes we die in? If so, are we stuck in the clothes? Okay. All right. We're first and foremost, what's thrown me there is when a medium contacts you, because that's not how it works and that's not how it should work. But anyway, irrespective of that particular part of the question, no, you're not necessarily stuck in the clothes that you crossing. Okay. I take it you guys have watched the movie Ghost Town with Ricky Gervais, which is funny as heck. I love it. I watch it regularly because it's just funny. No, for the guy who passes and butt naked, no, you're not butt naked in a fraternity. No, that's not how it works. You're thinking here, not over there. Okay. And I'll give you for an example. I've got visions flying through my eyes now. When we laid my father to rest, I had within seconds of him literally being laid to rest, I stood back from the edge of the grave and took my place, and I just took a deep breath, and I boom, vision, whoosh, like that, and it just went whoosh right up, and the vision was of my dad and my mother dancing together. Like ballroom dancing kind of thing. And my dad was in his black suit and his white shirt and his black tie, and he was around the age of 30 odd. And my mother was around the same age, and she was wearing a beautiful like saffron kind of chiffon dress kind of thing. Anyway, they were both dancing. And so I know we didn't put my father to rest. My father went to rest in his favorite football team's jersey. That was his favorite football team. So he went to rest in that. But he was wearing a black suit with a thin black tie, very late 50s, 60s kind of a look in the vision. So no, you're not stuck. Imagine if you pass over butt naked. The other side of the question that is from a non-comedic perspective, is what about all of those people who are cremated? There's a question for you. So what about those who are cremated? So, because everything, well, I'm not going to go into the technical, you know what happens in a cremation. So there you go. But no, but it's a good question nonetheless, Lynn. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate it. I just keep thinking of those characters in Ghost Town. If you've not seen Ricky Gervais's film Ghost Town, then you'll know what I mean, because one of the characters is butt naked and he goes, oh, you wear what you die in, and he was butt naked. So it's just funny. It's just funny. One of my favorites, one of my friends is a Jehovah's Witness and she called you evil. Oh God. Yeah. Well, that's a completely different show, but I do understand where you're going with that. I've had, you see, the funny thing about it is, having an uncle who is a bishop, I always keep that as my trump card or my ace. And I wait till usually when the clergy, well, they don't do it so much these days, but when the clergy were having a pop at me about it, you know, you're doing the devil's work. Okay. I don't really remember any stories of the devil helping people a lot, really. I don't really see them where he brought three messages of love, honesty, contentment, direction, motivation, strength, support. Doesn't kind of fit into his remit, does it? There we go. But that's, like I say, a different show altogether. Dawn Hatton says, I remember going to a show at the Lane Theatre years ago and you were saying how you had left the... No, I didn't say I'd left the priesthood. I said I was lined up for the priesthood and didn't go ahead with it. I didn't leave it. I didn't become a priest and then skedaddle the opposite direction. No, I was lined up to become a priest and I never got to the seminary. That's just basically it. But hey, good memory. Well done. Simon's in the house, folks. My dear pal, Simon. Simon, never say sorry you're late. If you come in at the last 2 minutes, the very fact that you made that effort, I am grateful. Thank you very much for being here, buddy. So tonight's those of you who just joined the show, first of all, thank you for being here. Tonight's show is all about, basically, it's about you. It's about what you want to talk about. I always give a sort of subject matter, and the subject matter is ghosts and spirits, about our perspective on life and what other people's perspective is on ghosts and spirits. But I'd like to hear about your experiences, especially work-related ones, because a lot of people don't tend to talk about the work-related ones, but that is one of the most common places where spirits tend to be actually encountered. Yes, at home, but tends to be a lot more in workplace. The reason why is because there's a lot more energy at the workplace. There we go. So Simon, thanks for being here. Kathy, welcome to the show, my darling. Always a pleasure to see you. What's with all the angry faces? I haven't seen any. So whereas Christine says, you don't have to work in a church to be spiritual. It comes from the heart. I totally agree. Totally agree. Roger says, Christine, to look the Bible, Psalms 105 verses 1. Yeah, but which Bible, Roger? Which one, buddy? Now, what angel is, Flo says, what angel is your, is my what, darling? Do you want to finish that question off? Because there's multiples of angels that do multiples of jobs. For an example, I'll give you an idea of what I retract that. Sorry, didn't mean it that way. When I'm doing my work, I call in the archangels Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Jophiel, and Barakel, and they kind of work in conjunction with my guides. And we all come together with other angels that we use for communication purposes and protection purposes. So there's a kind of a little team that work with me when I'm working. So each of us do have what's referred to as a guardian angel. So there are ways and means of finding out who that guardian angel is. And that will be a seminar after I've moved house, not before. Okay, I'm trying to put the seminar together right now. I'm trying to get dates together. The seminar I'm working on at the moment is Meet Your Guides. So any of you guys want to do the seminar, there are a few places left if you want to book onto that seminar. I think there's about three or four places left, I think I need to check. But I'm doing a seminar shortly on how to media guides, and you can book into that by just literally emailing me at paul@paulfrancis111.com. So let me just get onto the banner so you'll be able to see where is that one that says my email. There it is there. So right along the bottom, you'll see my email address. Just send me an email saying, hi, whoever you are, and just say, I'd like to get some more information to book on to the Meet Your Guide seminar. So where are we? Richard Dearden has joined the show. Kelly Durant has joined the show. Lovely to see you guys. Let's go. Good evening, Sarah. Welcome to the show, Sarah Anthony. Trudy Woody, Tilly Tooty, welcome to the show. Carleen McPeak, I'm from Northern Ireland. Carleen, welcome to the show. I can take the mickey because so am I. I'm from Armagh. Welcome to the show. Lovely to see you again. Carleen Fitzgerald says, let's bring that up. What can you tell us about overcoming past life issues in this life? Right. Okay. Some people are going to agree with me. Others won't. I don't believe we drag past life issues forward. I don't believe that. Okay. Because if... Right. Basically, what we're in, you might want to call it, you might call life university. We're in university to learn, to discover, to enhance, to grow, to develop. And we have guides helping us along this particular path. They help us get to a particular level, to a particular place in this life where we need to be and what we were supposed to be here to learn. Now, issues of the past, situational issues of the past, can affect a future life, but I don't call them I don't think you have to overcome them. I think it's a matter of helping us with what's going on this life. I don't believe that they're put in front of us like sleeping policemen. I think it's sold to too many people in that way. And I don't believe that's the case for a second, not for 1 second. 35 years of working with spirit has led me to believe that we're here to learn. We learn the lessons we need to learn, and then we go home again, and then we come back to learn the next set of lessons. Then we go home again, and we come back to university again, and we learn the next, until we eventually get to the point where we have learned everything we need to learn. So we can be, there are seven levels that I understand. And you can be born, you can almost tell a new soul, they're ignorant to the world. Okay, they think the world evolves around them. They think they are the center of the world and everything should happen for them. You can always tell that's kind of like a new soul. Then they will need to stay on that level. That could take 2 lifetimes. It could take 20 lifetimes. And before they move up a level, then they could be in this level number 2 just once. Then they go into level number 3, they could be in there a further 14 times till they get to level number 4, and they could be in there another 100 times. But we can be re-coming back and visiting and learning and growing, but I don't believe that we pass over before we've learned the lessons we need to learn in this particular lifetime. So I'm not a big believer in past life issues. Past life regression is fine, and I totally get it. In fact, I've been through it myself, and it's real, but it has never affected my future, and only in a positive way. So, good question, though, Carol. Thank you for that question. Kelly says, hi, Paul. I hope you're doing well. Kelly, thank you very much for asking. I am doing well, and thank you for being here. Have you ever been attacked during a ghost hunt? Oh, my God, yes. In fact, I feel it was a lesson being taught. I was doing a paranormal investigation in a very, very, very haunted place. Weirdly enough, about a month or 6 weeks beforehand, most haunted were in the particular place. And I was asked to go and do bring a team and go and do it. So I went there. And it was a place where they'd actually literally physically hung witches. Literally. So we'd gone through and I'd made some connections. And in fact, there's some footage of it on my YouTube channel. There's footage of that particular place on my YouTube channel. And there's actually pictures of the attack. So we'd gone through and we were having a break and we all went down to the bar and we were all sitting in the bar and the chairs were like an L shape like that. And I happened to be sitting right in the corner of this particular L shape. And there were people to my left. There were people to my right. There was people right in front of me. In fact, one of the gentlemen who were in front of me was a lovely, lovely gentleman. And he was the first colored policeman in the UK. It was amazing to sit and talk with him. And I get this overwhelming burning sensation in my hand. Literally, it was like, ow, you know, and I literally went in front of everybody and went, ow, sugar, you know, like that. And I lifted my hand up and there was like three welts right down my hand, like right down there like that. And you could see them clear as a bell. And they looked like three like claws on my hand. And there's pictures of it on my YouTube channel and on my Facebook page. But yes, I have been attacked, and it was to teach me a lesson to say, you're even though you do have all of your security around you, you're not practicing properly. Okay. And weirdly enough, my wife said to me, I don't think you should do this hunt tonight. Something's going to happen. And I'm daft. I'm fine. As it happened, I went to do that particular investigation tired. And that will never happen again. They don't follow me home because I'm very stringent about what I say to them. And I tell my guides and my angels to say, okay, listen, thank you very much to all of the people who've come through from the other side of life tonight. Thank you for being here. If I'm working from home, like tonight, and I'm doing a show, I tell them on Monday nights, I say, thank you very much for being here. I prefer you to go back to your family now. And then I do a clearing in the house. But they've never followed me home because I have a ritual set up to not allow that to happen. But it's a great question, by the way, Kelly. Thank you. Woo. Okay, let's go on down and see who joined us. Richard's joined us. Lovely to see you. Okay, Sarah Anthony, welcome to the show. Christine says, sorry, I talk too much. Don't be daft. You do not. You're asking great, great questions. Trudy says, I can only book if it's going to be an evening. Well, don't worry about that, darling. It will be an evening. That's absolute. That's definitely it's going to be an evening. Most likely a Friday evening, by the way. Okay, let's go on the way down. Don Hattam says, no way am I coming back here again. She's got that Cornish accent, see? I'm not coming back here again. Everything's so heavy unless you find freedom in nature. It's like walking into custard. You'd be surprised, darling, when you want to come back, you'll be coming back to the right place for the right reasons. Don't worry about that. It's a bit like going through schooling. Yes, it is. The Pendleton Hill witches, they sorted Derek. They certainly did. That was, yeah. Yes. Anyway, moving forward. It's like there's a few shows on at the minute. Like there's this guy, Ian, something or other. I really, Johanna doesn't like watching them shows with me because I really get so annoyed. One guy, Ian something or other, his name is, he's covered in tattoos from head to toe. Not that that's the issue, but he calls himself an ordained, what does he say? He's an ordained, oh God, I've gone blank on the name of it now. What do you call those people who supposedly get ghosts out of people? I've gone blank on the name right now. But anyway, if somebody's possessed, these people come in and they help to remove the possession from the person, and they are called something. Exorcist, that's it. He calls himself an ordained exorcist. He says it live. Hi, I am Ian something something or other. I'm an ordained exorcist. No, you're not. There's no such bloody thing as an ordained exorcist. It doesn't exist, you moron. Okay? It doesn't exist. I know. I come from that background. Okay? And to be an exorcist, you have to have been affiliated to a particular church, which you're not. So you're lying to the public. I hate that. Oh my God, do I? Because people buy, oh, he's an ordained exorcist. No, he's not. Then he walks about throwing holy water, thinking that fits everything, you know? Oh, God. Johanna hates watching them shows with me. In fact, I get to the point where I go, well, I can't take this crap anymore. I'm going to go do something like take the dog for a walk. An ordained exorcist. That gives you, that tells you everything you need to know right there. That's all you need to know. The very fact that he says, I'm an ordained exorcist. Okay. Calm down. Calm down. Yes, Trudy's going, I can hear her, Trudy going, calm. Paul, calm down. She used to do that to me a lot, actually. She used to say, calm down, Paul. And she's got this way. Trudy's got this look. And she goes, you go, okay. It must be real, though. It was in the movie, so it must be true. Actually, do you know what, Dawn? The Exorcist, you know, the movie The Exorcist is actually based on a true story. It genuinely did happen. Do some research on it. It's amazing. It's amazing. Sarah says to me, Paul, have you been to Pendle Hill? I have not yet, oddly enough. I have been so busy doing everything else. I've not been to Pendle Hill. And there's a lot of work that I'm planning to do investigations on, because we're doing a deal with Netflix at the minute. I'm putting a show together for them. But it's a kind of like a paranormal investigation kind of thing, but from a different perspective. I'm working on that right now. But I've not been to Pendle Hill, and it is somewhere I'd like to go. I'd like to go to, say, Pendle Hill, and I'd like to go to Salem and places like that that are intense. And what you're going to get out of me is honesty. That's what you're going to get out of me. If it doesn't exist, then I'll tell you it doesn't exist. It was filmed up in Roach Rock. Trudy was saying to me about going up and doing some work at Roach Rock. In fact, I'm putting together the new Paragos team. If you'd like to be on the Paragos team, we'll make that happen, because I'm going to get Trudy on top of this, because Trudy is brilliant at organization. Her organizational skills are phenomenal. So is Lynn. Lynn is phenomenal at organizational skills, and I lack severely in that area. I know where my strengths are. Coming down to Christine. What's Christine saying? But you have to so close down to working with spirit. Use a lot of energy. It takes me a couple of days to regain my energy. Well, that's kind of like, it's, I call it like a workout. Okay. The psychic ability is like when you're working in your psychic field, you really shouldn't be wearing yourself out. I was worn out because of physical aspects of what I was doing. A lot of traveling, a lot of walking, a lot of visiting and stuff like that. So I was literally physically worn out. I wasn't psychically worn out. So I had been literally traveling for 16 hours on the day of that. And then I did a big show the night before. The following day, I was traveling all over the Pennines. And then I went and did that paranormal investigation. So I was physically tired, and I shouldn't have done it. So it taught me a lesson. There you go. You said it, but I can only agree. Thanks, Trude. So Kathy says, I'm planning a trip to Casadaga in Florida. Well, I'm supposed to be in Florida in October, so maybe I'll have a look at that. They say it's very haunted down there and on a spiritual camp. I'm annoyed. Listen, get them to give me a call. I may well be able to come and say hi. I'm definitely going to be in Florida in October, though. Dawn says, I'm going to be on the seminar, so hopefully we can connect to them. Absolutely. All right. So now let's talk about you for a minute. I've been talking for an hour now. Again, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. It's a talk radio, isn't it? Because it's coming to you on 105.3 to 107.7 FM. That's a United Public Radio Network on talk radio, coming to you live from the very beautiful New Orleans. If you're listening to us tonight on FM radio or this afternoon, a very great and wonderful welcome to you. May you have a phenomenal and blessed day. Come and join us on YouTube and just type in the search bar, Paul Francis Medium, and you'll come and say hi to us right here. For all of you people who are watching the show tonight and who have not subscribe to my YouTube channel, please go ahead and do that now. And don't forget to hit the little bell icon. And don't forget to like the show. Please like the show. It's important. Coming up tonight, you're going to have the beautiful Michelle and Amelia with their show, Outer Realms. Make sure you stick around to watch that. And don't forget to give them a lot of support, as well as much as they've given me a lot of support and a lot of opportunities. I appreciate it very much, very much. Sarah says, I'd love to be part of your team. Absolutely. No problem whatsoever. Then contact our darling Trudy, and we'll make this all happen. This is a fab night, says Christine McCracken. It's fab, is it? I'm in that kind of mood now, Christine. I'm in that kind of jovial, take the mickey mood. One of my guides gave me a good telling off. Oh, hey, listen, Trudy, count yourself lucky you got a telling off. Sean has very often gave me a good smack around the back of the head. And a proper, like, oh, kind of feel like that when I've been doubting myself or doing something that, you know, in where I think, you know, oh, I've had enough of this. I'm just no good at this. She's literally on occasion given me a physical smack around the back of the head. And that just proves she's Celtic. Tell me. Come on, guys, share. Tell me about your experiences with ghosts and spirits, be it in the public work or public area or your work area or most likely your home area. So tell me about your own experiences. Share with me. Dawn says, your accent cracks me up. You start the show saying y'all, sounding USA, and you ended up saying like a Londoner. Oh, I certainly don't sound like a Londoner, didn't it? In it. What? It's lovely, isn't it? I take the mickey out of my beautiful little girl, though, Maya. Beautiful little girl. It's prom year, so she's getting old. No, she's not getting old. She's only 16, and she's my baby, and I'm finding it difficult to let go. But she speaks very poshly. She speaks like, yeah, you know. Oh, daddy. So I often say at her, and she gets really embarrassed and she takes a mickey. In fact, she'll most likely be watching tonight, and I will get a message going, I cannot believe you just did that. So I always say to her, she goes, oh, daddy, would you get me a pony? You make me the happiest girl in the world. She hates it. Hates it with a passion. Trudy says, I was so doubting myself, so deserved it. So there you go. You were doubting yourself. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't doubt yourself. If I remember correctly, I taught you, so you should not be doubting yourself. Christine says, I think your Irish accent is sexy. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let's have a look at what Dawn's saying. When my eldest daughter was small, she used to play all the time with her twin that passed when she was 6 months old. Dawn, that is an amazing story. And I've heard of that before. In fact, Elvis Presley used to talk to his twin on a regular basis. He would have a light which would cast a shadow on the wall, and he would talk to the shadow and refer to it as his brother Jesse. So it's a beautiful thing to see happening, and it just goes to show that even though they were twins, they don't stop being twins. It's a beautiful thing. What is Trudy saying? Trudy says, yes. By the way, people know when I'm working and I'm doing this, it's not rude. It's that spirits around me. Yesterday, I was working on my laptop downstairs, and I heard a loud noise that sounded like a dog jumping off the bed. Dog jumping off your bed would be the sound. Only I don't have a dog. Although I can't get it, like the clack of the nails on the ground, etc. Although my landlord's dog had passed recently. Oh, there you go. No, that's not a stretch. That's a very strong possibility. So what I would suggest in situations like that, which is quite common, if you do remember the landlord's dog's name, make your bed up, you know, make it up perfectly tidy and neat and okay, and then invite the dog to lie on the bed. So then if you get physical evidence, in other words, like a dent in the quilt or whatever it is you have in your bed, you'll have physical evidence of the dog being there. So if you can say the dog's name and go, oh, by the way, come on and stay on the bed, then you'll get it. It's a great thing to do. And spirits of animals, our animal friends come back and visit us as much as our family does. So thanks for sharing that, Trude. Appreciate that. After my husband passed, I had a visitation in my sleep. After the visitation, I woke up sobbing. Kathy, I'm with you 100%. Done it myself. Three occasions my mom came to me. Professional medium, by the way. Completely professional medium. I could deal with everybody else's issues. But my mom came to visit me three times. On three occasions, I was sobbing like, I always say, I was sobbing like a girl. So with you 100% in that, Kathy. No problem whatsoever. And you know what? It proves that the healing had begun. So well done. And thank you for sharing. Rachel says, we used to have spirits in my house. One was a male and that whistled beautifully. Oh, cool. Oh, cool. It's a shame you didn't get the opportunity to try and record it. And you say, they used to be in your house, or is that a different house? But share that. So bring me up on that. If they're still there, ask them to whistle again and get them to record it on your cell phone. Carlene says, my accent is worse than yours, Paula. Oh, you're from Ballymena. Right, okay. For the people in the world who are going, where's Ballymena? Ballymena is very, very north of Ireland. And Ballymena is, they talk at 500 miles per hour, okay? And they talk like they've only got literally seconds to live, okay? And that's what the communication is. It's actually, when you hear two Ballymena people talking, it's like two aliens trying to communicate. And I have been there and looked at the people and gone, no, I have no clue what you've said. And I lived in Northern Ireland. And they really speak like that. And it's that fast. When I go back to Ireland now and I'm sitting with my friends and my family, it takes me about half a day to get back into the rhythms. So the first half of the day I'm going, nope, didn't get that. And then usually I get the rhythm and then I'm back into the rhythm of things, but usually about half a day. But the Ballymena people, they speak in a very higher tone and at 500 miles an hour. And it's just funny. They're lovely people though. Very, very warming, very, very homely people. Can't wait for you to come here. Maybe you could do an investigation. Absolutely, Sarah. Absolutely. Where's here? Whereabouts are you? And yeah, we'll work on the concept of maybe being able to do some shows and do some investigations. It'd be real cool. What does Christine say? I have a lot to share, but I need a whole show, I think. My finger is getting very tired of texting. Mate, Christine, you've been doing fantastic, and thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it. Kelly says, my old house scared me with my pictures would fall off the wall when my ex-husband would argue. We found a room that was blocked off in our basement with a book in there. I kept getting scratched. Oh, my darling, is that still the case? You know, is there anything I can do to help you? And private message me if you need any help. More than happy to help you. Guys, listen, I've only got 15 minutes left of the show, so come on, fire in your experiences and come and talk to me. I'm assuming the dog's called Eddie, and you're not calling me Eddie. But yeah, just say to Eddie, hey, Eddie, come on, jump on the bed. Come on up and visit me and see what happens. When I have spirit energy around, I need to I need a place up and down. Oh, I need a pace up and down. Gotcha. Gotcha. My daughter had an imaginary friend, says my beautiful Faye. She says, she used to talk to regularly, Shelley. She was a little over three when this happened. She insisted that we set a place for her at the table. Wow. Yes. Love stuff like that. I've always said all the way through my career that children are the best mediums. They are the best mediums because children don't judge. They just deal. Okay. So when a spirit energy interacts with them, the children just go, yeah, okay, you know, you're here. They have a cup of tea, have a sit down, and they're very forceful in making you set a place for them at the table. I was 5 years old when I was first that I remember fully interacting with spirit. I was five, and still to this day remember him, the gentleman sitting in the chair, talking to me, smiling at me, and he was very, very gentle in the way he spoke. And then my grandmother, some weeks later, showed me a picture of this guy, and I said, yeah, that's him there. And she said, no, 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 son, that can't be him. And I said, I'm telling you, that's the man that was sitting in the chair. And she said, no, he died 20 years ago. And it was him. It was my great-great-great uncle Hugh. Lynn says, I have had many ghostly experiences in theatres in Blackpool, in the Tower Ballroom, and on the Pleasure Beach and the Ghost Train. Cloggy was his name. Ooh, do you hear that? Cloggy. I do believe Blackpool theatres, especially the Ballroom, because there's so much history connected to these places that they would indeed have spiritual energies still connected to him in a long term, you know. But I would really love the opportunity to do a proper paranormal investigation at that famous theater in London where, Henry Cooper, where he passed away. Was it Henry Cooper? Yeah, where he passed away live on. And do you remember he literally fell backwards and everybody was laughing? They all thought it was part of his show, and he had actually had a heart attack. And Tommy Cooper, not Henry Cooper. Henry Cooper was a boxer. Tommy Cooper, the comedian. I would love to do a paranormal investigation at that famous theater. In fact, one of the ideas that I have put forward to Netflix is to do a show on haunted theaters. And that'll be, you know, theaters like that where people did shows on the stage, and movie theaters as well. So let's have a wee look at our dear friend Faye. She says, my daughter had an imaginary friend. Oh, we did that one. I saw her. There we go. My son had an imaginary friend. He called my son. He was also around three when this happened. And he would have conversations with his son. Oh, now that's interesting. That's very interesting, because that could be a very strong representation of past life. So the son could be visiting the energy that now inhabited your son. So the soul that you brought into this world could have been the dad of the energy come to visit. You see the point? That's not a stretch. That's not a stretch. That's a quite feasible concept. Wow. There's an amazing program that you may want to look for. I think you can get it on YouTube. I don't know. But there's a TV show called The Ghost in My Child. Have a look at that. That will really set you off. The Ghost in My Child. That's an amazing show. Trude says, you still feel the did on the, and you take the mickey out of me, Trudy. See, you just wait and they just drop themselves in it. I still feel the dent on the side of the bed. I'm sure that's that my old boxer used to do when she wanted to be let out. She'd come upstairs and rest her head on the edge of the bed, causing it to lower slightly, and breathe in my face until I woke up. Oh, what a beautiful thing. I felt it many times since you passed 17 years ago. Well, that just goes to prove that they're still around you, that they're very much part of, connected to you. Rachel says, others not so nice are maybe being silly. Threw a book across a hallway. One or two left what appeared to be the number 7 on one of my daughter's foreheads. But we haven't had any spirits for a while. If you have any issues, Rachel, I will teach you how to protect your house. In fact, if you go and get my book, The Safe Way, you'll get it from Amazon or places like that. So it's Paul Francis, The Safe Way. And remember, only buying the books that's got my face on it. Okay, there's some other guy using my name and he's not selling the same books as me. But my book has my face on it. So buy the deluxe version of my book, The Safe Way, and it will teach you how to protect and clear and cleanse your home. Alrighty. An accent like old dial-up where as Cornish is like buffering. Whereas, very interesting show today, brother. Glad we took a dip. Ah, there we go. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it. But then again, I don't know who you are. See, I just get to see you as Facebook user, which is it's not very nice. And Facebook are just being really, Facebook's going backwards, in my opinion. They've laid off thousands of people. They're going right down the AI route, which will not work. Okay. So what I'm, this lovely person who is here, jump on to YouTube. In the search bar at the very top, just type in Paul Francis Medium and it'll take you right back to the show. But I'll be able to see who you are. Subscribe to the show, then click the little bell icon. And every time we bring a show up, you'll be notified when it's going to happen. Woo! Where are we? We have about 7 minutes left of the show, so I need to get it together, really. I spoke to my granddad after he died, and I was 4. There you go, says Lucy Armitage. Very often they will make an opportunity to come back. I've heard so many stories of where a grandparent or a father will appear sitting in a particular chair as well. Southleigh Manor. Oh, yeah. Yes, we did say we would do a show, Sarah. Yes, I said we would do a show and we'd do an investigation. Yeah, that'd be very interesting. Let's do something about that. Sarah, get a hold of Trudy. Because Trudy's going to be really managing the paranormal investigation teams and we will make something happen. Alrighty. Guys, we've come really towards the end. Brother, that's me, Professor Garza. Why are you coming through on Facebook? Get into YouTube where I can see who you are. I love that. Christine says AI, artificial and capable. Totally get it. Guys, we're at the end of the show. I have only 90 minutes with you guys on a Monday and a Thursday now. So, but there are 90 minutes of absolute bliss. Tonight's show has just shot past. Now, this coming Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Standard time, I think it is, or whatever it is. Roger will put it up in a second. You will have This Mug's For You with Roger and Faye. Make sure you stick around and or jump in and watch that. If you're here in the UK, it's 4:30 in the afternoon. Don't forget, coming up tonight, right after this show, you'll have Michelle and Amelia with their Outer Realms. And their show's fantastic, mind-boggling. But you are listening to me tonight on FM radio, coming to you on 105.3 to 107.7 FM on UPRN Talk Radio, coming to you live from beautiful New Orleans. I will see you again on Monday. If I don't see you before on Roger's show this Saturday, although that being said, I do have a day of prom dress hunting. Oh, woe is me. I may take some photographs and stick them up on Facebook to let you all see how it's going. Thank you. Thank you very, very much for being here tonight. Please, please, please help me. Let's double the amount of people watching the show. Best way to do that is just invite 3 people to come to the YouTube channel, subscribe, hit the bell icon. And guess what? I'll start getting you out there some t-shirts, some beanie hats, some baseball caps, and we'll have a bit of a giggle. Now, if you'd like to be a part of Paraghost, which is our paranormal investigations team, email me, paul@paulfrancis111.com, or get a hold of my darling Trudy Hall there, and she will help you. And if you can't get either of the two of us, try Lynn Fern, and they will help you as well. That being said, if you can't get any hold of any of us, Roger and Faye will point you in the right direction as well, because they are two of my dearest friends, and they will say, right, we'll give you a message. We'll send your message on to Paul. And vice versa, you need to get a hold of Roger and Faye, send me a message and I'll send it on to them. Thank you very much, Rachel. Thank you for a great show. It's only a great show because you guys are a part of it. Remember that. All right. I will see you all again this coming Monday night, if not before. But until then, look out for each other. Look out for yourselves. Guys, I'm hearing some nasty things about TikTok. Okay. I'm considering completely canceling my presence on TikTok. So I just want to find out if all of the rumors are true. If they are true, I will be canceling my whole thing on TikTok. I'm not very happy about what things are doing. Apparently, it's being used as collecting information from a lot of people to go to the Chinese networks, and I'm not happy. So I got to see if that's going to be real. I'm not one to jump. I like to find out first and then make a decision based on reality, not on emotion. Good night. God bless. Don't forget to communicate, appreciate, and validate everyone in your life so a medium never has to do it for you. And remember, take time out every single day just for you. Take at least 15 minutes, turn off your cell phones, turn off your house phones, and just take a 15-minute breather, a little bit of a meditation, and enjoy that time just for you. Good night. God bless. And I'll see you all very soon. Wow.